But those Wright brothers, you know what they did? They were ordinary people. They just wanted to crack this nut and get. And that's the progress of the human race, progressing. We want to get this. We want to find out more. And that's why people cross, climb Mount Everest. They go to the North Pole and the South Pole. And they, you know, would you go to the North Pole and the South Pole? So a lot of you shaking your head. But you see, there's this thirst in the human race. And of course, there's no doubt that at that time when they lived longer, they would be pushing boundaries. It seems in those days they pushed spiritual boundaries and dabbled in fellowship with evil spirits in ways that wreaked havoc on the human race. And then God steps in because the human race is now heading for extinction pretty quick. You realize that if God didn't have grace, the human race would be extinct within a matter of years. It's grace that we're not extinct. People say, well, why did God allow that? And the thing is, no, you're asking the wrong question. Thank God he's prevented. What we're seeing is just the little things God's allowed. And I tell you, he's allowing maybe 1 or 2%. Man is pushing, and the human race will destroy itself. That is inevitable. Human beings destroy themselves through sin, through nuclear devices, through guns. Everything we do, look what we're unleashing on ourselves. I don't even know whether we're sure where AIDS has come from. Is it a human invention? Has it come from a laboratory? I only hope that's just not true, but it's possible. We don't know. But even AIDS would not trouble the world if we kept God's law. If every human being covenanted today to keep God's wisdom on sexual relationships, AIDS would die out within a generation. But the human race will destroy itself. And God says, I have got to begin again with a new couple. And so he wiped out all that evil from the face of the earth. The flood of Noah was an act of mercy. It was a prejudgment because in a way God judged the world but saved a little shoot that he planted again in the earth. He said, I've got to start again. And it's probable in the flood he refashioned the physical earth. Afterwards he probably divided the continents and so on. But when the covenant with Noah is now made, as Noah comes out of the ark and he comes into a new world, and the Bible says in 1 Peter that this is a new world, new heavens, new earth. It seems probable that the whole geography and the weather, the climatology, it all changed in the flood. God made a new world. And God promised in this covenant, again, it's just a great promise, there'll never be another worldwide flood. Probably some people have speculated that there probably hadn't been rain before. So when rain started, and then probably people would be frightened that the rain would come and sweep them all away again. But rain now was part of the world's climate. So God said, you'll see a rainbow. And when you see the rainbow, just remember, the flood will not destroy the world again. God is faithful. Every time you see a rainbow, God is faithful. I remember once on a church camp in England, coming out from the early morning prayer meeting, and there was a rainbow right over the camp. You know, it just always speaks to me. Whenever I see a rainbow, I say, thank you, Lord, you're faithful. God's rainbow, covenant rainbow, I promise, says God. And then he also covenanted there will be seasons. There'll be summer, winter. Now, in Singapore, you don't have very strong seasons, but you do have seasons. The sun does still move north and south, and you can't tell it. But it's possible that in these things, it's possible that the tilt in the earth's axis happened after the flood. Seasons started at this time. Interesting, isn't it? God tilted the earth's axis. And then we got a North Pole and a South Pole. I've just been to Siberia, and I'll tell you this story, then I'll finish. Just been to Siberia. In the north of Siberia, there's a whole area where there's frozen mammoths. Millions of frozen mammoths. And the Bird's Eye Food Company in America did an experiment on these frozen mammoths. Because the frozen mammoths had buttercups, which is a summer flower, in their stomachs. And when you kill a mammoth, as you know, you've all killed mammoths. When you kill a mammoth and it falls to the ground, the gastric juices digest on and on, and within 1 hour, the buttercups will be mush. You won't be able to tell they're buttercups. So they found buttercups in the stomachs of these frozen mammoths. So they then knew that the stomachs were frozen solid within about 15 to 30 minutes. So they then said, well, we can now calculate how big the temperature drop was to get from plus 19 in the summer grasses, summer flowers, to a totally frozen solid state in 15 to 30 minutes. And they calculated a drop of temperature from plus 19.20 to minus 150. And not only that, but of course the temperature never rose again above approximately minus 30 because they stayed frozen. Now, how did that happen? Well, this is the tilt in the earth's axis. God did it. After the flood and after the, you know, I don't know, but at some point in the history of mankind, God said, let's tilt the earth's axis. And he did it. And suddenly, these poor Siberian mammoths were plunged into a terrible winter and they never got out of it. Science and observable things confirm the Bible, but of course, you've got to be willing to believe what the Bible says, even when the proof is presented. Well, we're going to continue with the covenant of Noah in a moment. We're going to just have a break. Let's just pray and thank God for this word. Thank you, Lord, for the truth of covenant. Thank you, we live in a world ordained by God. God's hand is all around us. Praise you, Lord. It's one of the joys of our heart that this is your, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. It doesn't belong to anyone else, it belongs to you. And we acknowledge you as the possessor of heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Noah.